WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
A child.
You're a child.
You in the back seat?
Settle down, McDavid. Your brain has a shell on it. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. It's 7:37. Brock and Hunter, let's get to it.
Morning.
The topic of the day today, as always, sponsored by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you go to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite. Check them out, man. What instantly makes you happy? Instantly, you're just put in a good mood. Mine is very simple. It's probably petty. But you know, like when you're in busy traffic, right? And nothing's really moving that fast. And there's a guy that comes whipping around, and guy or gal, and I'm an equal opportunity douchey driver.
Oh, yeah.
He comes whipping around, he speeds past you, and then he's tailgating the car that's like kind of up a little ways in the other lane. This happens a lot in Napier, by the way. And then he cuts in front of you, no indicator whatsoever. He's flying through, and then all of a sudden, you pull up right next to him at the same light, and you just look over at that son of a bitch, and you can just see he's stewing. Because for some reason, Mario Andretti over here has got to go flying through traffic like he's some hotshot trying to get around, and yet he's there next to you. And you're just sitting there at the light, the same light that he was rushing to get through, and he's stuck there, and he's just angry. And I just look over, and I smile, and just... It makes me happy. It makes me... It just
used a little bit more gas than I did to get here, did you?
Was it worth it?
In the same spot.
You jerk. Or to kind of piggyback off of that, whenever you're like on the highway and they're doing construction and it goes down to one lane and you got that dumb son of a bitch that goes flying up as like he stays in the left or right lane as long as possible.
Tries to get in,
you just see him stuck there. Oh, dude, I will get inside the person's bumper in front of me in order to keep him from going. It was like, no, you're waiting there because instead of following the rules like a normal person, you had to be, oh, I'm going to get in front of all you guys. No, you sit there and you think about what a douchebag you are. That makes me instantly happy. It's petty.
Yeah, and then never wish harm on anybody. The one where you're driving in the snow on the highway and that guy flies by you and then like 10 miles down the road, his car is in the middle, in the median, stuck. He's standing outside of the car with his hands on his head.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
That's what you get for being a jerk.
I thought he could just haul ass, huh?
Yeah. You're being a jerk. It just had sweet.
How's that four-wheel drive treating you? How's that four-wheel doing, huh?
You jerk. Anyway, that's what makes me instantly happy. Instantly.
I got one that's kind of similar to that. It's kind of similar to what I just talked about. This one, dude, it's 100% immediate happiness. And it always happens in UFC when I'm watching the UFC fights, and you got the one guy who is just taunting, he is cocky, he's egging the guy on because he thinks he's so much better, and then just gets flattened, just knocked out. There's a couple fights online you can look up that the guy has his hands on his. You know who does it a lot? Well, Anderson Silva did it a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
And Conor McGregor has it a little bit. But, both of those guys really did back it up for a while.
Yeah.
But then they did. They did get knocked out. They did get choked out. You know? It's just something so gratifying about that. It's like you put your hands on your hips and you're taunting the other guy. Come on, hit me. Hit me. And then you're kind of dancing around the ring. Come on. And then all of a sudden, boom. It happened to Anderson Silva. And I loved Anderson Silva, man. I loved everything he did.
But you got to be humble with that stuff.
You know
what I mean? There's a great one. It's a guy
it's
covered
a career
in,
ruiner, man.
Yeah, for sure. Because people, you're going to lose. You can only be the villain in WWE, like in professional wrestling, all right? If you're a douchebag anywhere else, people aren't going to go with it. There's a great one of that is one guy. He's not a high-ranked fighter, but he's covered in tattoos, like face tattoos and everything. And it's before the fight, and he's like shoving his head into the other guy's head and his fist into the.
I've seen this.
And then he gets knocked the F out, and you're like, yes, taste that sweet, sweet karma. Oh, it makes you instantly happy.
He fought the Asian dude, right?
Yeah.
It was that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Asian dude comes in and just wallops him, man. And it's there's something so gratifying about it. It's like, dude.
It's delicious.
Don't talk trash unless you know. Unless you absolutely know. And you really don't. Nobody ever knows. Even then, don't do it.
Don't do it. I mean, come on, man. Because when you get knocked the F out, we're all going to be like, good. Good. Yeah. That makes us happy. Right,
dude, we can go back to the bar. We just talk about bar stories. Everybody's seen it. It's the dude at the bar who had too many drinks. It's all in somebody's face. And then some calm dude. Some dude who is just extremely calm. You know, no expression on his face. Just kind of walks up and just takes care of business really quick.
Just booms him.
And then everybody claps. Yes.
Just booms
him. Thank you. Booms him.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Your specialized topic of the day. What instantly makes you happy? We'll have your answer when we come back. Stick around.
That rocks.
All right. Here we go. Good morning. Your specialized topic of the day today, what instantly makes you happy? Just puts a smile on your face. You're in a good mood. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Ryan said, smoking a nice fatty for breakfast.
For breakfast, huh? Damn.
It's wake and bake, and I'm stoned.
Kicking the day off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's see. Sadie said, seeing my family after work. Aw.
Yeah.
What instantly makes Virgil happy? John Fogerty. Yeah, I like that.
Dude, you know what's crazy? Yeah. He ain't wrong. He's not wrong. Yeah. There's something about the old Fogerty, either just him solo or Creedence, man.
When we were over camping this past weekend, you were on the east side of the state, which I've never been on that side, and we were at, you know, by Saginaw Bay, and it's so much different than this side of the lake, like completely different. It very, very a bayou feel. And at one point, we're just kind of cruising around. Kiki and I and the dogs were exploring, looking for places to fish and whatnot. And Run Through the Jungle came on. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is perfect for what we're doing right now.
You could seriously just put on any song or just put on the CD and let it ride, man. Every one of them.
Yep, absolutely. Great. Let's see. Patty. Patty's kind of got one that goes along with ours. When someone gets a well-deserved dose of karma. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Sweet, sweet karma. The planets align, and that person gets that just that big old dose right to the face.
I don't think there is anything greater than that. There's something about that that you're just like, yes, dude.
And you know what? Yes. I'd expect someone, if I'm doing something stupid and karma gets me, I want you to appreciate it, okay?
Because we're not sitting here saying, we're perfect.
No.
You know, we deserve a lot of it, honestly. And you guys on the other end should be like, yes, finally.
Get it.
You know, but
enjoy it.
For anybody out there, it is. It's fantastic. So just know that.
Travis had a sweet one. Instantly makes him happy. Thinking about my daughter will be here in January. Congratulations, Travis.
There you go, man.
Little baby on the way.
Be a soccer player.
I feel him kicking. He's going to be a soccer player. He is. Let's see. Phil had a good one. Instantly makes him happy. Sitting at a campfire while camping with my sons. Camping in general. There is something about when you finally got your campsite set up. You got that campfire going. You got a cold beer. Roasting some weenies. Oh, just makes you happy, man.
Yeah, it's the sound of the crackling fire when it's dead silent and you're tired because you've just been setting up the whole site and you're just staring at the fire.
Love it.
Oh, that 100-yard stare, crackling fire.
Just thinking about how you got to tear everything down in a little bit. Damn it. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What instantly makes you happy? We'll have more when we come back.
Woohoo! Rock B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning.
There it is.
7:58, Brock Hunter. Aw, yeah. Aw, yeah. Anyway, it is your special light topic of the day today. What instantly makes you happy? We got some awesome answers on Facebook. Let's see. Daniel said, beer. Wait, I have kids. When they bring me beer. Hey, there you go.
That's good. There you go. How about a hot summer day? You just get done doing some yard work. You got grass all over you.
Glug, 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 glug. Oh, it's the best, yeah. Man.
Ice cold beer, man.
Laney said, when my weed guy hits me up with that re-up, nice. There you go. That'll make you happy. Melissa said that the beach or the lake instantly makes her happy. Get out in the water. I agree with that. Riley said, getting a hot nurse, that instantly makes him happy. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, it usually doesn't do that. Let's see. Jenna said kayaking instantly makes her happy. Cassie said her kiddos make her happy.
Kayaking's a good one.
Yeah, that is.
It's a bitch getting it out there.
Well, for you, because you have a trolling motor on it. Everyone else just throws their kayaks in the water.
Yeah. But once it's out there.
They don't need a crane to lower their kayak into the water. let's see. Blake said, what instantly makes him happy? Sweater hams, fun bags, melons, chesticles, Breastashires, boobs. There's a handful of people. Jeff, Steven, they all like boobs. I think boobs.
Sounds like a guy that wears mirrored sunglasses.
Just looks straight, but his eyes are constantly straining. Let's see. Jason just said, weed, man. Weed. A good one. We'll end this with probably like we'll end with my favorite one. Andy, our buddy Andy, the dead guy. Thing that instantly makes him happy. Beep.
Oh no. Dude.
Andy, I love you so much.
Next. Yeah. Yeah. Andy, what a crazy job, too.
I love it. That made me instantly happy right there. Instantly.
That comment.
All right.
Comment.
We'll be back.